Attorneys in the Randall Carrick trial gave significantly different accounts in their opening statements Monday of the events that led up to the former CMPD officer shooting and killing 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell 2 years ago. Carrick is on trial for voluntary manslaughter and faces up to 11 years in prison. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports it appears it's going to be an uphill battle for both sides to prove their cases.
A complicated story unfolded as the defense, prosecution, and witnesses gave their takes on what happened the night Farrell, a former Florida A&M football player, was killed. The prosecution admitted that Farrell had a couple of beers and smoked marijuana with a friend on that fatal night, but painted a picture of someone simply looking for help when he knocked on the door of Sarah McCartney in the middle of the night. Farrell had been in an accident, but McCartney thought he was a burglar and called 911. Which prosecutor Adrian Harris found unwarranted.
At no time did Jonathan make any threatening statements to Ms. McCartney. Did Jonathan brandish any weapons? Did Jonathan try to force his way inside her home?
But McCartney says she never heard Farrell ask for help, although an earlier statement was presented to her that showed she said he asked her to come back when she closed the door and he continued knocking. McCartney was on the stand for about 2 hours and told the court although she saw no weapon and Farrell did not try to force his way into her home, he looked mad and angry to her.
I was terrified. I was worried about my child. And I was also looking for something to protect myself with.
Harris says Farrell was down the street from McCartney's home still looking for help when police arrived. He says when Farrell approached the police on the sidewalk, one had a taser aimed at him and Carrick was pointing a gun. He says Farrell became afraid and ran between the officers and was shot initially 4 times by Carrick.
Jonathan suffering multiple gunshot wounds and he falls, bended. Fires 6 more into Jonathan. The defendant fires 2 more.
But the defense argued that the officers were right to have the taser and gun pointed at Farrell because he matched the description of a 911 burglar call and they did not know if he was carrying a weapon. Defense attorney Michael Green says Farrell grabbed for Carrick's gun. He says Farrell's DNA is on the weapon and Carrick's DNA was on Farrell's fingernails, proving he was aggressive and that the shooting was justified.
Because the suspect continued to hit, to strangle Officer Carrick, did not fire after the resistance had stopped.
The trial has been compared to shootings in other cities involving white police and unarmed African-American men, but Green contends this is not a case about race, but of a victim making bad choices when he presented himself to the homeowner and police.
The evidence is going to show the suspect didn't act responsibly. He didn't hear. Excuse me, officer. I've been in an accident. I could use some assistance.
The defense also brought up questions about Farrell's character, such as the fact that he didn't finish school and was slow to follow up on career plans. His fiancée, Kashe Heidel, a local CPA, told the court that she paid most of their bills because Farrell was saving his money to return to school. The defense also questioned her about their drinking habits and an argument the two had the day he was killed. Heidel became emotional but recovered to defend Farrell.
He was always very calm. I was, like I said, I was the aggressor, so I would always try to ignite, and I would be the one fussing, and he wouldn't come back at me with any kind of, he actually smiled, I don't know if it was to pacify me, but he just laughed it off.
Also testifying was John Freeze, a local firefighter who was the first emergency official on the scene after the shooting. He told the court that Farrell had no pulse when he examined him lying in a ditch. Freeze says he also went to the vehicle where Carrick was sitting with his hands on his knees to see if he was injured.
And he said that he had been hit. There was a red mark on the right side of his cheek, and there was a cut inside of his cheek inside of his mouth. There was a little bit of dried blood on the corner of his mouth.
When Freeze left the scene, he says he saw a taillight of a car in the woods and with a flashlight walked through the bushes. There, he says, he found Farrell's car with the front and passenger doors blocked by trees and the back window broken. His testimony continues today. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.